And then how do you think, you know, two little teenage girls were so informed about the war? Was it because they were in college or?
I was completely shocked by the amount of information. There's no TV. I couldn't even believe the newspapers would have gotten it out, that they would have it and get it written, printed, and published by 1919 in such detail. Besides the mystery of what happened to the girls, that has been my biggest mystery. Now, just before black men were recruited for World War I, this school, along with some other schools, were land-grant institutions, were required to have some kind of ROTC training. But when the war began, when the World War I era began, they set up camps at Howard University and a couple of other black schools, and they recruited men who were in black institutions, colleges, etc. Now, I have a very fine copy of the history of military science here at West Virginia State College. It includes how these student Army Corps started during World War I. Here they have an honor roll of the students who were in school at the time the girls were, and they mention them in the poems. They have an honor roll of those who went to France from this institution. The president of the school, Bert Perlman's son, went. And there are some lovely photos that I really like in that little book. There's a pullout that shows across the campus, and of course there weren't that many buildings here when it was the West Virginia Colored Institute. In one of those photos is a photo of the black young men and family and friends standing behind them as they get ready to go off to World War I.
I know you have the photo of the girls. Have you, like, you know, used the magnifying glass to see if you see them in the crowd?
No, I haven't.
They might be there.